Jon Stewart defends Joe Rogan, misinformation can turn out to be right. By David Ng on February 11, 2022. Jon Stewart has come to the defense of Joe Rogan yet again, saying comments labeled as misinformation can often prove to be correct, as was the case with the Iraq War. In a recent episode of his podcast, Jon Stewart addressed accusations that Rogan is using his own massively popular podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, to spread misinformation about the coronavirus vaccine. Stewart noted that accusations of misinformation often rest on shifting sands, using his opposition to the Iraq War in 2003 as an example. "I was promoting what they would call misinformation, but it turned out to be right years later," he said. "And the establishment media was wrong, and not only were they wrong in some respects, you could make the case that they enabled a war that killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people and never paid a price for it and never had accountability. And just having an ombudsman print a retraction isn't accountability. Watch below." Among the outlets proven wrong about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction was the New York Times. "The New York Times, right, was a giant purveyor of misinformation and disinformation," Stewart said. "And that's as vaunted a media organization as you can find, but there was no accountability for them." Stewart argued that accusations of misinformation are highly subjective. "But my point is, these are shifting sands, and I think I get concerned with, well, who gets to decide?" As Breitbart News reported, the former Daily Show host defended Joe Rogan last week, advising artists to resist pulling their work from Spotify in protest of him. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.